Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time, June 5th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Mark, where he writes, "As Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, 'How do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David?' David himself, inspired the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" The great crowd heard this with delight. The temple was alive with voices that day, teachers debating, pilgrims praying, sandals brushing across worn stone. And in the midst of it all, Jesus asks a question that seemed simple on the surface, but opened a door into mystery. How do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David? The crowd leaned in. They knew the tradition well. The Messiah would come from the line of David, a king like David, a restorer of Israel's glory. This was familiar ground. But then Jesus took them deeper. David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand." David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son? And the gospel tells us something beautiful. The great crowd heard this with delight, not with confusion, not resistance, but delight. Why? Because something in them recognized that Jesus was not dismantling their hope. He was expanding it. There's a story told of a young boy who loved tales of kings and kingdoms. He would sit at his grandfather's feet, listening to stories of great rulers, mighty victories, and noble lineages. One day, after hearing about a king whose son would inherit the throne, the boy asked, "Grandfather, will the son be just like his father?" The old man smiled gently and said, "Perhaps, but sometimes the son is more than the father. Sometimes he becomes the one the father himself would bow before." The boy laughed, thinking it impossible, but the grandfather's eyes held a quiet knowing. Years later, the boy understood. Greatness can unfold in ways we do not expect. What seems like continuation becomes fulfillment. What seems like inheritance becomes transformation. Jesus is not denying that he is the son of David. He is rooted in history, born into a lineage, sharing our humanity. But he is also David's Lord. He is both near and beyond, both one of us and greater than us, both child of history and Lord of eternity. The scribes had settled into a comfortable expectation, a Messiah who would fit their categories. But Jesus invites them and us into a deeper vision. Christ is not merely the answer to our expectations. He is the one who refines them. In our own eyes, we often approach God with quiet assumptions. We expect God to act in certain ways. We imagine how grace should unfold. We place Jesus within the boundaries of our understanding. But today's gospel gently unsettles us. Jesus asks, "Who do you say that I am?" Not just with your words, but with your expectations, your trust, your openness. Is he only the one who fits your plan, or is he the Lord who invites you into something greater than you can yet see? The crowd's delight came from allowing themselves to be surprised by God. Perhaps that is the beginning of true faith. Not certainty, but wonder. To follow Christ is not simply to accept a teaching. It is to enter into a relationship that continually deepens. He will always be more than we imagine, more merciful, more than we expect, more demanding than we prefer, more beautiful than we can comprehend. He is the Son of David, close enough to walk beside us, and he is David's Lord, worthy of our surrender. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are both near and beyond, both one with us and greater than all we know. Forgive us for the times we confine you to our expectations and our small understanding. Open our hearts to the mystery of who you are. Teach us to delight in your truth, and when it stretches us, even when it surprises us, draw us deeper into your presence, that we may recognize you not only as the one who walks with us, but as the Lord who leads us home.
Amen.
If you found a blessing in this reflection and prayer today, I invite you to come back every day to my hermitage and listen to the Word of God broken open and applied to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.